Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another Sunday bite-sized political podcast. Trying to get you content 7 days a week, if possible. Some days, of course, life gets in the way and I can't do these things. But as much as I can, anyway, I want to talk about something that everybody saw coming, apart from those who put it in place. And that is, of course, Scotland's new hate crime law, which has resulted in, according to The Guardian, police are spammed with complaints by neo-Nazis under Scotland's new hate crime law. So this is from The Guardian, which, of course, is an extreme left-wing rag. And they're saying that neo-Nazi and far-right agitators are exploiting Scotland's new hate crime law to make vexatious complaints en masse in an attempt to overwhelm police systems. A prominent figure in England's white nationalist movement is amongst those urging followers to spam Police Scotland with anonymous online reports, The Observer has found. The leader of a far-right group, it doesn't say who he is, one of several fringe organisations being assessed by the UK government under its new extremism definition, promoted a private channel on the encrypted messaging app Telegram that includes a call to action urging members to mass report. What, you mean the way that left-wing agitators were happy enough to mass report me? Is that a problem when it's done the other way around? Seems to be. The quote is, so anyway, messages have been posted directing the members of this Telegram group to mass report tweets from members of the public, including one from a former local councillor who said that those most impacted by hate crime were people of colour, disabled people, LGB plus people, because it's probably happened to them. So what's the point in that there? Anyway, never mind that. The point is that Police Scotland are saying they've been overwhelmed. In fact, they're saying that they might have to reduce frontline crime activity, prosecuting crime. And I'm not sure they even do that, but if they do, they might have to cut back on that in order to cope with all these reports under the new hate crime legislation. And the thing is that we've seen J.K. Rowling. She's taken it to task. Joe Rogan's taken it to task. Elon Musk have criticized it. The fact of the matter is that a Holyrood minister, Siobhan Brown, said people could be investigated for misgendering someone online. Well, yeah, I mean, she's absolutely right. No one should misgender anyone. Remember, there are two genders, male, female. Born male, you're male all your life. Born female, you're female on your life. Anyone, Siobhan Brown, who would pretend that somebody transits to another, surely that's actually misgendering. No, only what you think. Meanwhile, Humza Yousaf himself has jumped to the defense of the legislation, saying that there is deliberate misinformation being peddled by some bad actors, falsely claiming it was now a criminal offense to make derogatory comments based on the characteristics covered in the act. I mean, he's just squirming in this one. He's warned people about making vexatious complaints. So just watch out, all of you white people out there. If you make any of these complaints and he deems them to be vexatious, then you're in trouble. Apparently, they're getting, Police Scotland, this is good, are getting about 4,000 reports a day. So they've had, 12,000 reports, something like that, many of which have been lodged against Yousaf himself over comments he made 4 years ago about a lack of non-white people in top jobs in Scotland. So it's laughable, isn't it? And you said to yourself, well, that's like, you know, it's really pathetic. Of course this was going to happen. Everyone's seen it coming, right? But everyone's seen it coming. Well, you see, maybe they did, but maybe they don't care, because I read with great interest, and you've heard me talk about this now, so this is not as going to be a surprise to my listeners, that the Northern Ireland Justice Minister, the larger than life Naomi Long, is pressing ahead with Northern Irish Hate Crime Bill, which may contain the same things that sparked protests in Scotland. Now, you've heard me talk about this. And well, I was talking to Toby Young a couple of months back. He was saying to me about, you know, that this had been put on the back boiler in 2022 when the Northern Ireland Assembly fell. So the minute the Northern Ireland Assembly was restored, they're fast-tracking the hate crime bill, which is going to be pretty much a copy and paste version of the Scottish hate crime bill. And of course, I will be challenging it. I will be challenging this farcical hate crime law wherever it comes. My feeling is that they've rolled it out in Scotland. They're going to roll it out in Northern Ireland. And I have no doubt that when Sir Keir Starmer wins and Labour get into power, they will then update their hate crime legislation in England and Wales. So the UK as a whole is in lockstep with this draconian anti-free speech drivel, which has been given a legal power by the politicians who hate us so much. You know, so Scottish police have been spammed. The PSNI will be spammed. I'm sure the English police forces will be spammed. I don't think the politicians care. They don't care about that. I think they want to establish the principle that you better not say anything that they don't like. And if you do say stuff that they don't like, then yes, you may be held in contempt of the new law and punished. And, you know, yes, J.K. Rowling has gotten away with it because she's a billionaire. But a lot of people who would take so much issues, I take issue with virtually everything the political class say, we're going to be in real trouble when this is ultimately rolled out. And so, you know, I think that the best thing I'm doing at the moment is mocking every politician here in Northern Ireland who supports it, driven by the Alliance Party, an absolutely horrific group of, clowns. And yeah, we're going to have to watch this space. Thanks for listening.